We know airline ticket prices rise as more seats on a flight are sold. Turns out the number of frequent flyer miles you need for a seat can go down at the last minute. With today's Arm World Travel Minute, I'm Rudy Maxa. I was recently stuck at Chicago's O'Hare Airport en route to Minneapolis. I had a United Airlines buddy pass from a friend, a non-revenue ticket that only allows me to fly standby. And even though United has 8 flights a day between the two cities, those are 50-minute flights, by the way, there were a lot of other non-revenue flyers standing by who had higher status on United than I did. By midday, it became clear I wasn't going to get out of town unless I bought a ticket on an evening flight. United wanted up to $700 for a guaranteed seat on its last 2 flights, one way. But it turns out that I could score an award ticket using only 10,000 miles. That same flight can sometimes require cashing as many as 17,000 miles in to book ahead of time. Airlines would rather fill empty seats at the last minute with passengers willing to burn miles rather than accommodating non-revenue passengers. Keep that ploy in mind. Travel info at rmworldtravel.com.